hope comes home. I still believe, now on demand.
I still believe in God's goodness.
I still believe in hope when things seem hopeless.
I still believe in family.
I still believe in God's plan.
You chose willingly to walk in the fire with her. That's what love is.
I still believe, based on the inspiring true story starring KJ Apa, Britt Robertson, Shania Twain, and Gary Sinise. I still believe. Available now on premium video on demand.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know what's helped me get through the coronavirus crisis better than anything else? It's a good night's sleep. I don't have to convince you how important it is. If you've ever wrestled with the flipping and flopping in the night or having a pillow that doesn't quite give you the support that you need, it's one of the reasons why I heartily say if you're not sleeping on MyPillow products, you're not getting the best sleep you could. And right now, you're going to get great discounts by going to MyPillow.com. He's still offering his buy one, get one free for the most comfortable sheets you've ever slept on. They're called Giza Dream Sheets. And of course, everything he does has a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener specials for the buy one, get one free on Giza sheets. Use promo code KMC when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641 and use the promo code KMC.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I was a fighter in the 70s, and when the 2000s hit, I had my shoulder operated on, and I'm thinking, okay, here it comes. And I heard the commercials, and I thought, well, I might as well try this. I had retired from teaching karate in the late 90s, and right now I'm teaching again every week since I've been taking Balance of Nature. I'm back at it, and I'm actually sparring with these kids. I'll be 65 in June. It's almost like your body's been starving for this. And you start feeding it, and then everything starts reversing itself. It's just a great thing. I'll keep being one of your preachers of this because it just works. And I can't thank Balance of Nature enough.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code KMC.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Kevin McCullough, and here we go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Obliterating confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
All right, the markets are responding to the current conditions. How? With COVID and violence and everything else breaking out. David Fisher will be with us. Paul DiGiacomo of the Detectives Endowment Association will stop in on another bloody weekend on New York City. And a check of how that schooling option's going with Dr. Gina. Stay with us.
Binge thinking.
Kevin McCullough.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
And he's playing a role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, I don't know about how you felt this weekend. Saw that footage of that police officer who got put in a headlock and everybody around him started cheering. That was disturbing for more reasons than just one, at least in my estimation. Welcome to a Monday. We've got a big show for you. So glad to have you with us and hopeful that you will stay with us for the full time. But as this activity keeps going, you know what the activity is I'm talking about? The starting, the pausing, the reversing, the starting up again. That is our life right now. Attempting to get on with life. Do we get to go here? Can we get our hair cut? Are we going to be able to have something to eat? What are we doing? I've got the lovely bride's birthday this week. Shh, don't tell her. I'm trying to find some place that I can just give her a nice birthday dinner. It's difficult. But this life that we have has started a new frequency in my life, a new experience. They're email surveys. Have you gotten some? If you go to a church or to a school or to a gym or to some place that is, they want to know what they can do to help you feel comfortable as they reopen. They're cautiously seeking the chance. And no one can blame them. Because in our society, at least the society that existed before COVID-19, America was the most litigious society mankind's ever seen. We'll sue people at the drop of a hat. We'll sue people for looking at us funny. We'll sue them for everything. So as we're trying to get back to regular life, it's understandable that these organizations and companies and churches and everybody else has all this anxiety over what liability they're going to experience if someone catches COVID, especially after all of the fear that we've put into people's hearts. That's why you've got those ridiculous plastic partitions up now at the grocery store. Have you seen them? The shields, you go in, you try to pay for something, you can't even hand it to the cashier because you got to reach around the side or through the little tiny cubby hole that they've got or whatever. It's so, you know what it's like. It's why you're getting refused service if you don't have a mask on, or you yelled at if you forget your mask. While I was at the pool that our family belongs to on Saturday, I actually forgot myself. My bride was introducing me to a new friend that she had made, and I completely forgot where I was, and I shook the person's hand. And in my mind, there were bombs going off. Don't shake hands. I even ended up apologizing. And, you know, the person was very gracious, and I was very thankful for their graciousness. But the surveys, have you seen them? Do you wish your child to attend a half day or rotate full days? If we resume gym activity, what size class are you comfortable with? If we return to full indoor activity for church worship, what percentage of seats do you feel comfortable being present with? 25%, 60%, 100%? I checked 100%, man. I want to be at church with all my congregation. I want to sing my heart out. I am ready to be there. But all of these things are only focused on one thing: organizations trying to use wisdom on how to proceed. They're grasping at straws as to how to set up permissible interaction with people while staying blameless for passing any contagion. And I think it's a fruitless endeavor. I don't think they're going to find it. Organizations are going to be faced with two choices. They're going to have to fold up shop, or they're going to have to get back to business. And in between, people are going to spread germs. Some people are going to get sick, and some are probably going to die. Now, I need to point out to you that more will die of the flu and of pneumonia than of COVID-19. They have all year. China's already telling us how they're anticipating another outbreak of something new in January. So it's crazy. It's frustrating, infuriating. It's maddening. Now, take into account that we've got the other stuff going on. We've got an election year, big, high stakes, and the party that's out of power is trying to make everything they do happen to make you believe it's necessary to give it back to them. But ponder what they're doing. They're letting felons out on the street. They're emptying prisons. They're publicly allowing and even encouraging vandalism and theft and assault and rape and murder without so much as raising an eyebrow. Look at the damage being done to young people of color in neighborhoods in Chicago and in New York and other places where open warfare, that at least at some point had been muted, at least here in the New York tri-state area, had been muted for quite a long time, but now it's just reignited. And look at how there's no media outcry about this. It seems hypocritical. It seems dishonest. It seems dangerous. In New York, it's unnecessary to wear a mask now if you want to protest, but if you test positive, the tracers aren't allowed to ask you if you were part of a protest or who you were with or where you went. But if your place of worship had desired to meet in similar ways, you could have been reported and your personal freedom impaired, or they could have taxed your pocketbook for such a violation. It seems inconsistent and corrupt and abusive. And all of this takes a toll on us humans. It feels heavy and discouraging. It drags our souls and our spirits into places not many of us have a lot of familiarity with, that kind of dark spot. Medical researchers have actually examined patients now in at least one major study and found that cardiomyopathy, broken heart syndrome, is on the rise. And that seems discouraging and depressing and hopeless. We've had our freedoms locked down. We've had our character attacked. We've had our homes and businesses robbed. We've seen the lawless be liberated, and we've seen the lawful be assaulted. We've felt the sadness of loss. We felt the disillusionment of manipulation. We sense that something has changed, and we sense that things are wildly out of control. For these reasons, and probably a good many more, reminds me of a scene from Hamilton. Late in the musical, Alexander Hamilton and his wife Eliza, they've lost their son in a duel. Alexander has also paid the price because he was unfaithful to his marriage. And he's a broken man and in a broken world with a broken heart. And he sings this lyric where he says, "I take the children to the church on Sunday and make the sign of the cross at the door." And another line a little bit later, how this, quote, never used to happen before. As a family of faith, the McCulloughs have converted our Sundays to digital worship. We watch our TV now instead of going to church. And I have felt a disconnect, not from God. He's always accessible, not from Jesus who saves us or any of the other things, but from those that we come together with to ask God to intervene in our lives and families and nation collectively. And this weekend, our church met together for the first time in 18 Sundays. We rented a big baseball open-air stadium way out in New Jersey. There was social distancing. You had to sit with a row in between your family from other families, and you couldn't sit more than a couple of chairs close to someone on any given row. They bagged the communion elements so that you carried them in with you and you didn't pass plates, and they had masks that were required when you went into the restrooms or the, quote, indoor areas of the stadium. Those who felt vulnerable were encouraged to participate at home watching the digital version. But I was very glad to see that probably more than 1,000 came out to show up, because I personally feel that we as a nation urgently need to ask God to intervene in these frustrating, infuriating, maddening, hypocritical, dishonest, dangerous, inconsistent, corrupt, abusive, discouraging, depressing, and hopeless times that we are living through. And here's one more thing. I hold to a crucial belief. I believe that prayer will trump the protests, the violence, the crime, the COVID. I think prayer will trump it all. But we as a nation, I feel like, are coming up short a bit. And I said in my column over the weekend, this is why I'm headed back to church. And I hope America follows suit. All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to be with you. We've got a lot to get to. The head of the Detectives Union here in New York City, Paul DiGiacomo, is going to be with me next. We've got a lot to talk about. Another violent and bloody weekend in the city. We'll also be joined by Dr. Gina Loudon, the human behavioralist. Schools, should they start up again in the fall? Should they not? What the president has to say about it, what the education secretary has to say about it. Dr. Gina is here to discuss. We'll check the markets as well. David Fisher checking in with us for our Money Monday. And then some final thoughts from me before we're all done. I'm Kevin McCullough. Couldn't be happier than to have you with us. It's a big, busy Monday. Keep our producer here in your prayers. Little Alex is having some treatments today, so we're flying blind. Coming right back, Kevin McCullough. Hi, it's Kevin McCullough, and we are reaching a very important point in the COVID-19 crisis that most people in America don't know anything about. See, the COVID crisis in America has played out along one set of talking points. We must find a cure. We've got to have a vaccine. We need new therapies. We've got to make sure that reopenings begin, which is good. That's what America needs. That's how we will get our life back on track. And it's important for that to happen because of how the COVID crisis has actually interrupted the life of the third world. Well, wait a second, Kevin. What do you mean by that? Well, it's this simple. When the first world, Europe and America and the developed countries on planet Earth, began to experience the COVID crisis, the poverty that was already engulfing third world countries took a deeper and darker hold on all of them. That is nowhere more pronounced than in the Sudan region of Africa. In the northern Sudanese country, those who have been enslaved by northern Sudanese had their conditions become worse. Slave owners couldn't get as much food, so the little bit that they were already feeding to their slaves got taken away.
They also got a harsher crackdown on not getting work done and more brutal circumstances like genital mutilation and starvation, sometimes poking out slaves' eyes who choose to disobey sometimes basic and abusive orders. Friends, these things have been occurring and they continue to occur. But Christian Solidarity International, somebody that we have advocated for the last dozen years or so at Kevin McCullough, all things related to this broadcast, Radio Night Live, the Kevin McCullough Show, and all of our podcasts, one of the things we have been advocating for is the liberation of those slaves so that they're not even in the ownership of those slave masters any longer. See, they came to be slaves while the Sudanese Civil War was underway. And when government powers brokered the peace and South Sudan was created as the world's youngest nation, it didn't address, none of the global powers addressed the continuing slave scenario there. Friends, we can make a difference, as we have in years past, by choosing to liberate slave by slave on an individual underground railroad negotiated basis, not trading dollars for lives, but trading something that is of value to the slave master, a vaccine for his cattle called Novidium. It will help his cattle survive through the harsh summer and weather extremes, and in exchange, they'll release a slave. CSI has been involved in this negotiation for dozens of years and have helped free tens of thousands. Over 100,000 slaves have now been freed. The vaccine costs about $50. And then in addition to that, CSI would like to offer every slave that is liberated what's called a bag of hope. It includes a tarp that can be turned into a tent. It includes a year's worth of sorghum seed to grow a coming crop. It includes a year's worth of sorghum grain to be able to feed themselves for the first year when they win their liberty. Friends, you can make a life for a slave know that freedom by just giving that gift of $250. They also get a she-goat to help produce some income for the family and gardening tools to help them on their way. It is a wonderful, wonderful way to help someone who has been ravaged by the COVID-19 crisis. Would you help free a slave right now? 888-342-1010 is the number. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010. We need your help right now. 888-342-1010. That's 888-342-1010. You can also go to csi-usa.org and click on Kevin McCullough's picture.
Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, very busy Monday, and glad to have you with us. And I'm very honored to have my next guest. He's the president of the Detectives Endowment Association, the Detectives Union for the NYPD, and he's doing a great job there. Paul DiGiacomo is his name, and he rejoins us at Kevin McCullough Radio. Paul, another violent, bloody weekend for New York, and it's becoming way too commonplace. I'm just curious your reaction after yet another surge in violence and death and shootings all this weekend.
Well, it's very disturbing to see innocent people, young children throughout the city being shot and being victimized. And, you know, it's the responsibility of the elected officials in this city to take action. And what I mean by taking action is to reform some of these irresponsible laws that were passed by government and by the city council.
Right.
And if it is not done soon, you know, people throughout the city are going to continually be victims, and they are the ones that are going to suffer. The New York City Police Department needs a plan and needs direction, and there is none. And it's the responsibility of our elected officials to keep the people of this city safe.
Paul, the whole area woke up today to the story on the front page of a one-year-old that was shot to death in Brooklyn, part of a family cookout. Just, you know, I can just picture my own family just having a Sunday night cookout at a park in their neighborhood, trying to enjoy the warm weather, and this vehicle pulls up and unloads, and a one-year-old child ends up losing their life. This is not what we are used to hearing and reading about in New York City. Is this a direct result of the loss of the anti-crime unit? Is it a direct result of emptying Rikers? Is it a direct result of reforming the bail law and doing away with cashless bail? Where do we start here?
Well, I think it's all a contributing factor, all of the above. You need the support of the elected officials. You need the support of government, and you need direction by government, and we don't have any right now. You know, their silence is deafening on the violence in this city that's happening, and the elected officials are nowhere to be found, and it's very disturbing, and it's truly their obligation to keep these people safe and give the NYPD direction. You cannot enact the laws that were acted and put into law and expect the NYPD to police the way they did in the past. And, you know, this is one of the most community-orientated police departments across the country. And they've always responded to the communities, and they have a lot of programs in place for the communities. But with community policing, you need the balance of good old-fashioned policing as well. You need a balance of community policing as well as good old-fashioned policing, because people are forgetting that there are violent people out on the streets looking to victimize the good people of this city. And the pain that these parents have to endure when these young children are getting shot is terrible. And every New York City detective feels that pain.
Yeah. Well, and I'm guessing that it's also just crushing on the morale for the NYPD. I mean, it's hard enough to go fight the good fight when you're oftentimes viewed at with suspicion from the community or otherwise, when it's not a lawless kind of frontier. But the last 7 weeks, Paul, have turned into a New York that most people don't recognize.
Well, what's happening, I think, is the elected officials are losing focus, and they're more concerned on outdoing each other. Who could put in a better bill to further tie the hands of the police? Is it going to be the governor? Is it going to be the mayor? Is it going to be the city council? And they're all trying to outdo each other at the expense of the citizens and the police of this city.
When you look at the calls for police reform, and you know, the nation kind of woke up after the George Floyd shooting, but the truth is, New York started reforming its police practices 30 years ago, and in the process have had created, at least up until 7 weeks ago, the safest big city on planet Earth. How do you begin to walk back what's happened over the last 7 weeks?
Well, you know, no one agrees what happened to Mr. Floyd.
Right.
That was despicable and disgusting behavior, and it set back policing 50 years. We were heading in the right direction. Crime was down, and the police in New York City were doing an amazing job. And, you know, now they've been stopped. And, you know, it's only going to get worse. And
but I kind of feel like you guys, I kind of feel like the NYPD is paying for the sins of other police departments in other places. Like,
Absolutely. What I mean is
you guys were ahead of the reform curve.
We were ahead of the curve, and we were ahead of the community policing aspect of it as well. And you know, you think that terrible act happened here in New York City, and it didn't. And ultimately, what's happening now is the criminal element is back out on the street. They're out there armed in force, and they're shooting people all over the city of New York. And, you know, I often ask myself a question: if these shootings were to take place in other neighborhoods throughout the city, would our elected officials be as quiet as they are now?
Yeah, riff on that just for a second, because it does seem like the violence is located in places that don't seem to touch the mayor's life very much.
That's correct. That's correct. And it's a shame, because a life is a life.
Well, in the going forward, you know, we've had double-digit shootings and deaths every week, I think, for the last 5 or 6 weeks. What kind of burden does that put on the detective corps for the NYPD?
Well, it's a tremendous burden. You know, they're out there doing a tremendous job investigating these shootings, investigating these homicides, and they are locking up and arresting a lot of these individuals. But again, you need the cooperation of the elected officials. You need the cooperation of the DA's offices. You need the courts to open up again to pursue these cases. And, you know, that's not happening. And until that happens, I think we're going to continue down this path, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But our detectives are out there doing their job, and they're, you know, behind every shooting victim or homicide victim, there's a mother, a father, a sister, a brother who's suffering. And there's a New York City detective investigating that case, trying to bring some closure and justice for that family.
Well, there absolutely is. And that's why I can't even imagine why, you know, when a city like Minneapolis votes by its city council to disband its police force, like, I'm thinking, well, where do the victims go to get justice at that point? I mean, yeah, if you have a bad cop, remove, extricate, punish, and do away with the bad cop. But for the sake of the welfare of everyone, it seems like a healthy police department is vital to the safety and welfare of a city.
Absolutely. And I equate it to, you know, just picture New York City If there were no traffic lights, no stop signs, no one directing traffic, and the cars were just going wherever they wanted to go. Well, that's what's happening now with crime in New York City.
Yeah.
There's no traffic lights, there's no stop signs, and there's no direction. And every criminal in the city just feels emboldened, and they're doing what they want.
Yeah.
At the expense of the good citizens in the city.
President DiGiacomo, I so appreciate the work you're doing and your entire corps. Keep it up. The president of the Detectives Endowment Association. Make sure that those guys that are working those cases know how much we support and appreciate them, and we appreciate you being with us today.
Well, thank you for your support, and I will send that message back to our detectives. It's
all right.
Really appreciate it.
There's Paul DiGiacomo, the president of the New York Detectives Endowment Association. Kevin McCullough, a lot of radio still ahead. Don't go away.
Of nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
Every year I go in and see my doctor. She says, whatever I'm doing, it's working.
Just had my physical, and the doctor says, whatever you're doing, keep doing it. So
my primary doctor, she couldn't get over how much better I was doing. She said she'd never seen anything like it.
My doctor says, keep it up. Whatever you're doing, keep it up.
The doctor said she noticed when she first saw me that I was really progressing better. So I think it might have something to do with the nutrition that I've been getting from you guys.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know what's helped me get through the coronavirus crisis better than anything else? It's a good night's sleep. I don't have to convince you how important it is. If you've ever wrestled with the flipping and flopping in the night or having a pillow that doesn't quite give you the support that you need, it's one of the reasons why I heartily say if you're not sleeping on MyPillow products, you're not getting the best sleep you could. And right now, you're going to get great discounts by going to MyPillow.com. He's still offering his buy one, get one free for the most comfortable sheets you've ever slept on. They're called Giza Dream Sheets. And of course, everything he does has a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener specials for the buy one, get one free on Giza Sheets. Use promo code KMC when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641, and use the promo code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've been telling you about what would happen in the event of a national financial downturn. And guess what? It's here. The markets have erased all of its profits since the last election. And in just a few weeks, you saw a bull market get wiped out completely. Are you prepared? Are you prepared to take even deeper losses on your paper investments? This is one of the reasons why I've been telling you, you need to get the information about the coming bail-in from David Fisher and Landmark Capital. You also need to be hedging some of the protection of your portfolio with things that won't go down every time the market gets a flutter. Paper always does, but gold won't. And that's why I'm buying my gold these days with Landmark Capital. Call them today and have them assess your portfolio. Figure out if you're protected, and if you're not, ask them how to get you on a plan to do just that. 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575. 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575.
Hope comes home. I still believe, now on demand.
I still believe in God's goodness.
I still believe in hope when things seem hopeless.
I still believe in family.
I still believe in God's plan.
You chose willingly to walk into the fire with her. That's what love is.
I still believe, based on the inspiring true story, starring KJ Apa, Britt Robertson, Shania Twain, and Gary Sinise. I still believe, available now on premium video on demand.
Confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
There is nothing in the data that would suggest that kids being back in school is dangerous to them. And in fact, it's more a matter of their health and well-being that they be back in school.
All right, that's Betsy DeVos over the weekend appearing on some of the Sunday shows, and her statements always seem to draw controversy. She is a tireless advocate for the educational prosperity of our young people. She gets knocked a lot because she didn't have a formal education background. But she's mirroring there a lot of what the president said last week and the week before, that he believes strongly that schools need to be open. In New York here, you have a very unique circumstance where if kids don't get to school, their parents probably won't get to work in a lot of instances. And this is presenting a lot of struggles for particularly single parent headed households. Here to discuss this and other things related to the current COVID crisis is Dr. Gina Loudon. She has not one but three degrees in human behavior, and she is an expert on most things related to counseling and how to help people understand what they're looking at and seeing and dealing with in their lives, and she rejoins us. She's also written the book Mad Politics, which is a very strong defense as to why President Trump needs to be reelected in November. Dr. Gina, always good to talk to you on Mondays. I know that you're a very, very powerful voice for homeschooling and home education. I was home educated, actually, for four of my school years pre-college.
That's why you're so smart, Kevin.
I wouldn't go that far, Dr. Gina. I wouldn't go that far at all.
I mean, you joined the ranks of Abraham Lincoln and most of our founding fathers.
That's true.
A statement.
Under quite different circumstances. And there's a little bit of a definition here. When you're talking about homeschooling, you're not advocating that the local school district dictate a curriculum that then the parents are required to join endless Zoom classes and all kinds of other things for to accommodate. When you're talking about homeschooling, your experience and your background has been that you've determined the curriculum as the parent and as the educator, and you implement your agenda, not the school district's, correct?
Power to the parents, power to the family. I just think there have to be more creative ways. Look, we for the first time in so many decades have a huge opportunity, and I believe conservatives are missing it, and I'm very upset about it. We have an opportunity to take what we have handed our children over to government to raise them,
yeah,
Kevin.
It's true.
And we have for the first time have really, I mean, is there not some more creative way than throwing them back into ivory towers for the left to make their brains to mush? Is there not some opportunity whereby we can say, hey, we'll forgive some student loan debt for university students if they want to study from home, for example, for the next year? Is there not some opportunity to say, hey, yeah, we get it. Parents need to go back to work. Let's think about some sort of private co-op where the money follows the student and the parent gets choice. And the student gets a more private style education that's better and more empowering for that student and for that family, that brings families back together instead of sticking kids in brainwashing institutions again, just so that they can get lunch and not be abused. I mean, I just think there's got to be better answers and that we should be coming up with them while we have this really God-given opportunity that has been presented to us by the left acting like a bunch of whining children.
Well, I absolutely agree that the more the parent is involved in the child's education, the better the child does. And whether I'm dealing with parents that are in public educated scenarios, or whether their kids are going to Christian schools, or whether they are homeschooling, my admonishment to them is always, whatever they are putting into their mind, no matter where they go and get it, you're ultimately responsible for what they learn. And that is, I think a parent bears that responsibility. It's not a popular position to hold, but I do think that's one of the ultimate responsibilities of the parent.
It is. It's so simple, Kevin. It's fundamental. We don't warehouse our children for the government to indoctrinate them.
Right.
That is not the responsibility of a parent.
And when I came from Red State America to Blue City, New York, I realized that there are certain systems that allow those things to occur more naturally than others. And if you have a very pro freedom of choice kind of state run and municipality run sets of governments, when you're talking about government dependency to the degree that you are in New York, you can't flip the switch and force all of the working moms that are working, 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day just to make ends meet to become automatic homeschool parents. And it's I understand the pain
in
where people are coming from.
But I do think that if we, and this was the frustration in the McCullough House, that you had three different school systems doing three sets of all these logins and remote learnings, and it was not well done. And the feedback from New York City was that the average parent had that problem as well. And I think we have to get some semblance of normal for children to survive this fall. I'll give you the last word, Dr. Gina.
No, I agree with you, but let's be creative and let's not just throw our children back to the wolves.
Good stuff. Dr. Gina, as always, thank you for your time and analysis today.
Thank you, Kevin.
Kevin McCullough Radio, much more straight ahead. Hi, it's Kevin McCullough, and we are reaching a very important point in the COVID-19 crisis that most people in America don't know anything about. See, the COVID crisis in America has played out along one set of talking points. We must find a cure. We've got to have a vaccine. We need new therapies. We've got to make sure that reopenings begin, which is good. That's what America needs. That's how we will get our life back on track. And it's important for that to happen because of how the COVID crisis has actually interrupted the life of the third world. Well, wait a second, Kevin. What do you mean by that? Well, it's this simple. When the first world, Europe and America and the developed countries on planet Earth, began to experience the COVID crisis, the poverty that was already engulfing third world countries took a deeper and darker hold on all of them. That is nowhere more pronounced than in the Sudan region of Africa. In the northern Sudanese country, those who have been enslaved by northern Sudanese had their conditions become worse. Slave owners couldn't get as much food, so the little bit that they were already feeding to their slaves got taken away. They also got a harsher crackdown on not getting work done and more brutal circumstances like genital mutilation and starvation, sometimes poking out slaves' eyes who choose to disobey sometimes basic and abusive orders. Friends, these things have been occurring and they continue to occur. But Christian Solidarity International, somebody that we have advocated for the last dozen years or so at Kevin McCullough, all things related to this broadcast, Radio Night Live, the Kevin McCullough Show, and all of our podcasts, one of the things we have been advocating for is the liberation of those slaves so that they're not even in the ownership of those slave masters any longer. See, they came to be slaves while the Sudanese civil war was underway. And when government powers brokered the peace and South Sudan was created as the world's youngest nation, it didn't address, none of the global powers addressed the continuing slave scenario there. Friends, we can make a difference as we have in years past by choosing to liberate slave by slave on an individual underground railroad negotiated basis, not trading dollars for lives, but trading something that is of value to the slave master, a vaccine for his cattle called Novidium. It will help his cattle survive through the harsh summer and weather extremes. And in exchange, they'll release a slave. CSI has been involved in this negotiation for dozens of years and have helped free tens of thousands. Over 100,000 slaves have now been freed. The vaccine costs about $50. And then in addition to that, CSI would like to offer every slave that is liberated what's called a bag of hope. It includes a tarp that can be turned into a tent. It includes a year's worth of sorghum seed to grow a coming crop. It includes a year's worth of sorghum grain to be able to feed themselves for the first year when they win their liberty. Friends, you can make a life for a slave know that freedom by just giving that gift of $250. They also get a she-goat to help produce some income for the family and gardening tools to help them on their way. It is a wonderful, wonderful way to help someone who has been ravaged by the COVID-19 crisis. Would you help free a slave right now? 888-342-1010 is the number. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010. We need your help right now. 888-342-1010. That's 888-342-1010. You can also go to csi-usa.org and click on Kevin McCullough's picture.
Everywhere I go, oh, oh, I say use it all.
If it's happening in New York or across the globe, learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
So glad to have you with us on Mondays. We always check in on the markets as a new week is underway and what are the financial expectations of maybe the economy and what's going on with your money. It's why we do Money Mondays, and our exclusive title sponsor for as just about as long as we've had this segment on the air has been David Fisher and Landmark Capital, 844-604-2575, doing a great job of educating you and me every week as to what's going on in the economy and what's going on in the world around us. And David rejoins us
David, we have hit, well, we're beyond the halfway point now for the year. We've started kind of what I'm calling the back nine, and I certainly didn't putt very well on the front nine, health-wise or mental state or emotions or anything else. I mean, I just want my first half of the year back, basically. But what are we, how are we tracking into the second half of the year here, and where are the markets at?
Well, the Dow year to date is down 8.9%. These are the close of Friday's numbers. So the S&P is down 1.8%, but the NASDAQ is totally the opposite direction at 17.5%. And gold, again, leading the charge at 18.6%. And what's happening this week is earnings. They're getting underway as we see major U.S. banks reporting the results from the past 3 months, and they're going to get some pretty bad reports that are going to come out. Looks like the projections are they're going to decline by a whopping 44.6% year over year, according to FactSet, which is the biggest decline in banks since the quarter of 2008, the last quarter there. But Goldman Sachs says something completely different. They say, no, expect 60% drop in banks in QE2 in earnings per share, much worse than the census. But we are having some problems still with post-COVID-19 pandemic. Now a lot of these payments to the banks from forbearance groups, because they got a 90-day window, Kevin, where they have to make payments like mortgage payments,
right,
and corporate payments and things like that. Now Wells Fargo is preparing to cut thousands of jobs. United Airlines is going to cut 36,000 employees on furlough on October 1st unless demand drastically changes. Southwest just said we're going to have three times as much demand, otherwise they're going to do a big cut. GNC filed for bankruptcy along with 24-Hour Fitness. It's probably only going to get worse from here.
Well, and that's you know, what everybody could kind of see. The handwriting was on the wall. You shut down an economy for 18 weeks, and people that are dependent upon that economy to exist are not going to be able to continue to stay in business. So it is not a welcomed sight. And certainly continued to have that impact into quarter two. As you know, I think that some people didn't fare as badly in quarter one and kind of escaped by the skin of their teeth. But quarter two was always going to be a bullseye, wasn't it, David?
Yes, we talked about that in quarter one when we get to quarter two. And now we're in that environment and the numbers are going to come out and they're going to be horrendous.
Yeah. So let's talk about what the NASDAQ is doing and seeing that is so counter to what the rest of the market is doing.
Well, it's all because of five big stocks, Apple, Microsoft, Amazon, Google, and Facebook, which is causing the market to soar, which that represents 25% of the NASDAQ. But if you took those stocks out of it, the market would be a dud. In essence, the big five is the ones that's causing the market to go up.
Yeah,
as much as it has, 18%, almost 17.5%. If you took those out, the numbers would be, the market would be down 10.9%. And you could have done better, you know, putting your money in an overall savings account than the index that's being somewhat manipulated, because the P/E ratio, and this is a really important point, what says how much is this stock, these stocks valued at? Are they overvalued or undervalued? It should be at 16 or 17 is what the market says. That's the normal, or a market is not overvalued. It's at 24 today. So we have some big problems moving forward, and don't expect these big increases is what analysts are saying moving forward like we saw in the last quarter.
Yeah. What about other sectors that are in financial trouble?
Well, the obvious one is banks are in trouble. The banks are reporting their reports, their earnings. So imagine just for a second if one of those banks failed and they didn't have – because, you know, on March 26th, the Fed said you don't have to have any reserves on hand, zero reserves, which is just insane. So banks are in trouble. Corporations have been issuing debt so they don't get into trouble. The debt issuance has doubled this year in quarter two compared to quarter one. high yield insurance issuance, in other words, good paper debt, is up 61%. And what is happening, the world is drowning in debt. Government is in debt. Fed is in debt. Business is in debt. Personal debt is indebtedness. We have this, what I call the great debt bubble. And what happens is most businesses and consumers, if they tighten their belt, we'll have a horrendous problem, because 40% of families right now, Kevin, are struggling to keep their mortgage payments, are struggling to make those payments. And what is happening is, this is kind of like the, I don't want to be a chicken little, the sky is falling, but this is like the Titanic. The pumps are working great after they hit the Titanic hit the iceberg. And just as long as the engines can keep going, they can pump enough water to keep it out and remain afloat. We all know the story. Once it went over the unsinkable watertight compartments, then the engines were flooded with water, and then the ship sank. Well, right. It's likened unto keep pumping money into the economy. Just keep pumping it. The Fed pumps it. The government pumps it. People getting more debt, corporations' debt. At some point, that's not going to work, and we're going to have a sinking economy, and reality will take place, because for every $3 of debt being created, we only have $1 of economic growth. So that's why gold is imperative now more than ever, because that's the best environment for gold with this quantitative easing. It rose substantially, twice as much as stocks, from 2008 to 2012. So get your gold right now. It broke through two major resistance level. It's in a major bull market right now, and we're going to see really high prices in gold in a short period of time, and you've never heard me say that type of sentiment.
Yeah, well, and you know, the record speaks for itself, up 18% on the year, friends. If you and don't think this is too late. This is the perfect time. Start buying it now. And hedge protection of everything else that you've got invested, because it will be important. 844-604-2575. 844-604-2575. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Now more than ever, it's time to try Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in capsule form. Remember, the best defense against any virus is your own immune system. Balance of Nature is not like ordinary vitamins that are made with synthetics. It's just natural food in a vegetarian capsule with tens of thousands of vital nutrients from 100% whole food plants, fruits, and veggies. A daily dose of Balance of Nature capsules has 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Strengthen your immune system today. Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. We all make choices about cutting costs, especially now. The last thing you want to cut is the things that are helping you the most. Don't cut costs on your health. Start your journey to a stronger immune system and overall better health today by calling 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special offer by using the discount code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know what's helped me get through the coronavirus crisis better than anything else? It's a good night's sleep. I don't have to convince you how important it is. If you've ever wrestled with the flipping and flopping in the night, or having a pillow that doesn't quite give you the support that you need, it's one of the reasons why I heartily say, if you're not sleeping on MyPillow products, you're not getting the best sleep you could. And right now, you're going to get great discounts by going to MyPillow.com. He's still offering his buy one, get one free for the most comfortable sheets you've ever slept on. They're called Giza Dream Sheets. And of course, everything he does has a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener specials for the buy one, get one free on Giza Sheets. Use promo code KMC when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641, and use the promo code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've been telling you about what would happen in the event of a national financial downturn. And guess what? It's here. The markets have erased all of its profits since the last election. And in just a few weeks, you saw a bull market get wiped out completely. Are you prepared? Are you prepared to take even deeper losses on your paper investments? This is one of the reasons why I've been telling you, you need to get the information about the coming bail-in from David Fisher and Landmark Capital. You also need to be hedging some of the protection of your portfolio with things that won't go down every time the market gets a flutter. Paper always does, but gold won't. And that's why I'm buying my gold these days with Landmark Capital. Call them today and have them assess your portfolio. Figure out if you're protected, and if you're not, ask them how to get you on a plan to do just that. 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575. 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Thank you for being here, and thank you for those of you who would say a little prayer for Alex, my producer, who is getting some medical stuff done today, and it's always a very different day when he is not with us, and my thoughts and prayers are with he and his family, and I hope that he's back with us tomorrow, per usual. He should be fine. There's just some follow-ups that the doctors needed to know. Some of you don't know this, but Alex, who has manned this show for the last 6.5 years, I believe, was born with only one leg. And so the challenge that he has in facing just getting to the station every day, much less doing a lot of the things that you and I take for granted, is a constant source of inspiration to me. And I'm grateful that we get to have him as part of the team and be here with us. But thanks to Matt Sambolin and the others that are helping make the show possible today. And if you missed any of it, go back and get the podcast, always available at SoundCloud.com and iTunes, of course. And I don't know if you were sawing. And by the way, if you're not following me on social media, please do so. I am on Parler. That's the new big one. Twitter, Instagram. Those are all at KMC Radio. If you just go at KMC Radio, you'll find Kevin McCullough on those three platforms. Facebook, slightly different. You got to do facebook.com/KMC01. But either way, you'll find us, and I hope that you'll come join us and get the podcast. We don't charge anything for it. We don't put it behind a paywall. You get everything that we do. And in fact, there's a lot of other things that you get throughout the week that don't make it to air that you also get included when you subscribe. So do that for us. Now, over the weekend, I did see a post by Rita Panahi. And Rita Panahi, this is from her post, she shot a video while driving through the burned out sections of downtown Minneapolis, Minnesota, following the George Floyd riots, following the death of George Floyd. And the reason that she posted this is because the governor of the state of Minnesota is now demanding that the taxpayers of New York State and every other state in the union come pay for the damage done to downtown Minneapolis. All the burned out buildings, all the fires that were set, all the blasted out windows and everything else. The mayor of Minneapolis is insisting that President Trump give them federal money, making you and I responsible to repair downtown Minneapolis. This is the same city that saw this happening and then told the police to stand down. Same city that saw it happening and told people not to intervene. Friends, when you choose to let yourself destroy yourself, I'm not sure that that's the responsibility of New York or New Jersey or Connecticut or Texas or Alaska. So, President Trump, please don't give Minnesota even a dime. They did it. Let them clean it up. I'm Kevin McCullough. See you next time.